Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kaser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal. Yard signs, bent covers, car parts, wheels, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect the durable coating. Call them at 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com for a quote today.
Free consultation.
Yes.
Jace. Stop down with Jace.
To campus.
You'll probably, Jace will let you go over. Jay doesn't like to get in the middle of some of these things, but people want to meet him just because of his... aura again is one of the
prowess.
Long standing pillar of the community in the workplace. So I want to meet him. And he'll sign autographs. He feels awkward about
Kaiser?
It. Jay does.
Kaser.
He feels bad
it's
about
still
it.
Not it's, Kaiser. It's still Kaser.
Be the same. Yes.
Been Kaser ever
Kaser
since
was
lived.
A defensive back for Penn.
Defensive back. Could drive on the ball. Unbelievable. He was a shutdown corner. It was Kaser Island. Yeah, you just lock people down.
Is that right?
Yeah, Kaser Island.
You lock it down?
Yeah, I locked it down.
He's locked down his business.
My dad would tell him, hey, listen, just take that guy out of the game, and he did it. He does the same thing. He does the same thing with business. That's why he has his son, who's an engineer, who's going to be working on your equipment.
Good guy.
Yes, thank you.
Kaser.
KaserBlasting.com and 402-421-3559. That sound.
One more time.
Will be heard. Yeah, right there.
No, give me your sound.
Woo! Football! Not preseason. Real life NFL football returns tonight. Cowboys, Eagles kicking off the NFL
season. What a great
season.
Game.
I am jacked. I'm jacked. I'm pumped up. Now, I've told you guys I'm not high in the Dolphins this year. People have asked me what I'm going to think. I think the Dolphins will start 5-2 and end 6-11. Lose 9 of their last 10 games of the season.
Okay, Jake Smith.
Is that morbid?
It's a strong take. I'm more surprised at the 5-2 start.
5-2?
I think they have a very easy start, and then people will buy in. And I'll say that schedule at the end is not easy, and it will go south. And again, I'm a pessimist. The Dolphins have not won a playoff game in 25 years, so why would I be optimistic about what they're doing in Miami? Huh. I'll support them. I'll root for them.
Interesting.
And just setting myself up for, to not be disappointed.
Do you have a line on tonight's game?
Yeah, the line on. Do you want to guess?
Are we on Amazon again for this?
No, this is NBC.
NBC. Oh, I like it.
Games going forward, I think maybe starting next week or on Prime.
Okay, NBC.
What I'm hearing, Bill, is the Eagles are really hooked up.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to guess? This is Cowboys at Eagles, 7:20 on NBC tonight.
Put it out there, Bill. No, put it out there.
Guess the spread.
Put it out there.
6.5.
Ooh, that's a good number.
What'd you guess?
Low, yeah, I got to think under. They would win by more than that, but you're trying to attract action on both sides. I'd go a little over 7.
8.5. Eagles by 8.5. Defending champs.
Yeah. You don't see
that's high in the NFL. It's very high.
And usually the NFL is about 3.5, 6.5.
Cowboys are in somewhat exactly. Disarray. Right?
A little disarray.
Eagles are not in disarray. There's no disarray with the Eagles.
Home game.
Yeah.
Place will be going crazy. It's kind of a, I don't like it though as much because
what
the Eagles, I like I said, it's fun to just hear that the tailgating there is like mayhem. It's just it's incredible. I mean, it's they're into it.
Yes,
and you don't get that on a Thursday night game. The same. There's people that took off work. I get that, but it won't be the same. Mm. Not like a Sunday game.
It won't. I'm
it's
not. Push back
it's not the same.
I'm not going to push back.
But the eyes will be on this game. And to see what happens.
I'll be watching this game.
Will you guys be watching? I'll be at the Ghost, so I'd not be watching. But you know what you can do is listen on the radio.
So you're going to have a earpiece in while you're speaking to the Ghost.
No, but you can try when you're driving home. I've done this before where there's an NFL game on. I think driving from the Ghost home, I will listen to it.
I'm really concerned for you guys for tomorrow.
Why?
Because there's an NFL game tomorrow, Chiefs Chargers in Brazil.
Tell us what it's on. It's in Brazil.
It's in Brazil. Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo.
So Chargers giving up a home game to go to Brazil.
Okay.
The reason why this might bother you guys is because you like again traditional TV, CBS, Fox, NBC.
Don't tell me.
This game tomorrow is on YouTube, not YouTube TV, but YouTube.
YouTube.
Really? So you can get on YouTube, and how is that not going to crash?
So
you're going to have millions upon millions of people watching the game on YouTube. It's going to crash.
So my dad can go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And watch the game
for free.
For
free? No cost.
That's pretty amazing.
That's good. He'll want to watch this. Dad, Ron Bush, pay attention. My mom loves watching the Chiefs. Sharon.
She does.
I saw a promo yesterday with Roger Goodell and a famous YouTuber named Mr. Beast. I'm confirming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't watch it, but he's like a huge YouTuber. And they confirm it. It is free to everybody to watch on YouTube tomorrow night.
So Chiefs, is this some Chargers. Sort of advertising ploy?
I think it is.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together. Because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
So you have to think that YouTube has taken measures to guarantee this will not crash.
You're going to have. I don't know.
There were
several million people. 100 million?
There were zero measures taken to. And everyone knew that, okay, listen, I-29 will be turn into a parking lot. Do we have any plans? We said it weeks out, said it forever. This is going to be a mess. You think the state patrol would have got involved? Said, listen, geez, we got to open this thing up because we have truckers that are trying to get through here and do their job. And they got held up for like 6 hours.
And I will tell you, and this is, I saw it, so I'm not, this isn't speculative. We were held up for 40 minutes at one point, and then we got up to the construction, and all it was four cones in the right lane. There was no construction. Yep. There was nobody there.
It was just infuriating.
It was just four cones. Now, I don't know why that would be the case except for human error.
If you think that would have been discussed heavily for a long time.
By somebody.
This has happened
It might
before.
Have been discussed, Bill. It doesn't mean action is going to be taken,
know
though.
That hey, I
we're
give
talking about it.
I don't know that I give people that much credit. I think it would be more like, God dang, all these Nebraska people come down. What's going on?
Just open things up at noon. You don't have this problem. Open it up at 10 o'clock. You don't have this problem. Yeah. Then people are getting off the road and into the parking lot.
Yeah, it was quite an ordeal.
By the way, regarding tonight's game, Ty Robinson listed as the backup to Jordan Davis on the defensive line. Not a starter, but a backup,
Jordan
number
Davis.
Two.
Jordan Davis.
Cam Jurgens, of course, still starting center for the Eagles.
And Jordan Davis.
They expect to run it back this year.
Yeah, they should.
They should. They're a very, very, very good team.
Loaded up.
Deep on both sides of the ball.
They lost... Who'd they lose in a trade? They lost someone in a trade.
I'm forgetting.
But anyway, but they're solid. I mean, not solid. They returned. The quarterback's not old. It's not the end of the line. Barkley, most running backs, you know, all of a sudden the tread wears out. He's not right now. He's not doing that right now.
They're loaded up. Hey, Jake, again, putting him on the spot, who's the receivers of note
for the AJ Eagles? Brown for the Eagles, AJ. Devontae Smith for the Eagles, CD Lamb for the Cowboys.
AJ
is
Brown,
the main receiver there.
You know what I look forward to the most, hands down, not even close, post game. Because for the post game, they go directly to the owner. They go directly to Jerry Jones for a post. He has a post game press conference.
He does. Strange. The only owner that does that.
Only
right?
owner that does a post game press conference, and he goes and it's set up. It's not like I think Jerry will talk. Yeah.
He
usually does it like outside the locker room. He doesn't go to the press conference, but he has something to say. He'll have something to say right away. If it's a miserable fail, they're going to get dogged for the Micah Parsons thing. If it goes well, they'll have a lot to say.
I don't want to overthink stuff, but I do. Does he have the same message as the head coach? And do you think that's important?
Jerry just does what Jerry. Yeah.
He's always done it his way.
It's called Jerry's World. And so he's worth billions and billions of dollars. And it's really fun.
You'd want some level of collaboration on that.
I would think so. With an outside the box hire for the head coach. So it's going to be interesting to see how it...
Brian Schottenheimer. By the way, thanks to Corey and Lincoln, our friend Corey. George Pickens, the number two receiver for the Cowboys behind C.D. Lamb.
Okay. That's Corey. That's our friend.
Came from the Steelers.
That's Bird's friend.
Interesting, though, that there was a lot of scuttlebutt on social media about, nice job, Packers. We paid, a bazillion dollars for a guy that has to have his back injected.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really practiced this year.
Nope.
And they're expecting like on Sunday to play, and they're paying him more than any defensive player in the history of the game. And they're kind of like,
I don't imagine he's practiced much.
He did nothing for Dallas.
Right.
And now he's going to amp it up. Get ready to play, but he's got a bad back.
Yes,
right.
He does. He's getting injections going.
Yeah.
I was sort of surprised that on the crawl it just said he will receive injections.
Yep. Injections. Okay.
We're just making that public now. Yeah. Interesting.
By the way, Tater on YouTube says Jake complaining about a broadcast crashing. It's hilarious for how it's gone the last 2 days. Uh-huh. Thank you, Tater.
That's fun. We deserve it.
We didn't get it because of we have a lot of listeners, but it wasn't because we had millions of people that crashed the system. It's because the power went out in the building 5 times today.
I'm excited for that. I had no idea where that game was located.
YouTube and in Brazil tomorrow night, Chiefs-Chargers.
It's a good game, right?
It's great. It's a great game.
Are you kidding me? That's an incredible game. You never hear anything about preseason games anymore. It used to always be, if you didn't win a preseason game, there'd be a lot of talk like, you know what? No team that's never won a game has ever went on. Like, whatever. There's a lot of documentation that you probably should win one of them. Now that they play 3, not as much. Because the Chiefs were 0-3.
Oh, they were 0-3.
They were 0-3 in the preseason. I didn't know that until this.
And they don't care. Like,
there's zero talk. Before there'd be talk, hey, we're 0-3.
Yep.
Back in our day. And they'll still go 14-3 or 13-4 and be just fine. Chiefs way. The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.